In Afghanistan, the first test for Hamid Karzai's interim administration has to be security. 23 years of war have left Afghanistan armed and dangerous. Last week, Karzai called on the United Nations to expand the international security force run by Great Britain. It currently patrols the capital, Kabul. Karzai would like to see it move into other major cities around the country. NPR Scott Simon went along on a recent British patrol.
The Red Berets have landed in Kabul. The Captain Tancrell of the 2nd Parachute Regiment explains that the mission of security patrols is to show a bit of the British flag, familiarize the soldiers with the territory, and reassure the people of Kabul to go about their daily lives without worry about guns, warlords, and Taliban with lead-filled whips, or for that matter, the local police.
A man ran across the road, delivered a letter, and on the letter was the fact that he was in his car and some armed men came up, stole his money, and he went to the police. They did nothing about it. So he handed a letter over to the patrol, and we are currently dealing with the matter.
The troops on today's patrol are Gurkhas, the Nepalese-born soldiers who have served in Her Majesty's army since the 1840s. The Gurkhas are cherished for their professionalism and a bit feared for their fabled ferocity. The Gurkhas fan out through Area 3 of the city. It's snowing. Fat flakes fall on tired tin shacks and coat the rubble of shattered apartment ruins. Women in blue and gold burqas wobble slowly past the soldiers. Sniffle-faced children flock around them. Unlike lads from Liverpool or Leeds, the Gurkhas are from this part of the world. They speak and even look much like the ethnic Hazara, who live in what they call Area 3.
You know why we are here?
No.
To help you people here.
I understand,
okay?
You help to the Afghanistan people, yes?
Yes.
You can't speak Persian?
Can you speak Urdu? Anybody here who can speak Urdu?
Prowling Kabul streets, clad in jungle camouflage fatigues, armed with both modern night-sighted rifles and ancient tribal Kukuyu blades, the Gurkhas are exotic figures on the streets of Kabul. The recent fighting in the town of Gardez, just east of here, underscores that Afghanistan is still beset by violent rivalries between well-armed adversaries. Dr. Rasoli, Deputy Minister of Public Works, says,
I think that as long as there are terrorists, as long as they are around, the UN peacekeeping troops are needed.
British troops bring their old reputation for efficiency to patrols here, as well as a new distinction for fairness. They're an old world power who lost most of their colonial battles in Afghanistan. They've returned unattached to the warlords or rivalries that have ravaged the country. The Gurkhas patrol wearing soft red berets. Being soft and approachable is a strategic goal. Color Sergeant Ghazan of the Gurkhas explains.
We have to talk with them to win the hearts and minds of people here. So that is the thing.
But their battle helmets are buckled to their belts. Their rifles, flak jackets, night goggles, and the minute microphones at their lips for constant communication invoke the modern technology of war. Dr. Rizzoli of the Ministry of Public Works says that the international forces here carry a street credibility Afghan police cannot equal.
Without the assistance of the UN troops, which destroyed the Taliban and the terrorist groups, I doubt that our police or our army would have been able to bring peace and security to the country.
While the Afghan army and police forces have been discredited by 23 years of war, ethnic cronyism, corruption, and brutality under both the Mujahideen and the Taliban. As the Gurkhas walk along, patting children on the head and charming them, a couple of Afghan police, said to be members of the Northern Alliance, followed, banging the children on their heads with sticks. A 16-year-old boy tried his English out on the Gurkhas, then turned to us.
You were glad to see the soldiers?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they come here to get the security of our place during the night and also the day.
Are the Afghan police good?
It was good on this time, but right now they aren't.
Yeah. We noticed the Afghan police were hitting people.
Yeah. They hit us because we want to speak with those English soldiers, yeah? They hit us tonight to not speak with them.
The interim government wants international security forces to expand to other cities and stay here for at least a year. They despair of having the resources to quell the everyday violence in this country. Persisting violence could discourage international aid donors. It could make Afghans doubt that the interim government can make a difference. The British don't want large numbers of their combat-ready troops patrolling this country while an international war against terrorism is still on. They say they intend to turn over their command to Turkish troops by the end of April. Scott Simon, NPR News, Kabul.